Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. European Union leaders have given their unqualified backing to Britain and British Prime Minister Theresa May over accusations Russia used a nerve agent to try to kill former double agent in southern England earlier this month. Speaking at the EU summit in Brussels, May offered a gratitude for Bloc's solidarity against Russia. And Ireland's Prime Minister, Leo Varadkar, also spoke.
We're all members of the European Union, 28 of us. We're all small countries in many ways, but there are big countries that surround us, and we sometimes come to conflict with them. Russia on security, issues with Turkey at the moment as well, issues with America on trade, and it's very important that we stick together. So as a fellow member of the European Union, we're going to be in full solidarity with the United Kingdom. I think that what occurred in Salisbury was loathsome and reprehensible.
Moscow has repeatedly denied involvement and accused the European Union of following an anti-Russian campaign launched by London. U.S. prosecutors say in one of the largest state-sponsored cyber attacks uncovered by the Justice Department, 9 Iranian hackers spent 4 years penetrating the computer systems of hundreds of American and foreign universities and other institutions to steal valuable research and other proprietary data on behalf of Iran's government. President Trump's latest pick for National Security Advisor John Bolton says the U.S. cannot walk away from the war in Afghanistan because of the larger threat from the Taliban, the Islamic State, and Al-Qaeda. Bolton's view on ensuring the Taliban is degraded square with President Trump's Afghan strategy announced last August. This is VOA News. The second-largest rebel group in Syria's Ghouta province says it has agreed with the Russian military to evacuate ill and wounded people and allow humanitarian aid to enter rebel-held areas of eastern Ghouta. The fighting there has killed more than 1,500 people, left civilians without much-needed aid. After a months-long lull, another terrorist attack has hit France, the Islamic State claiming responsibility for shooting and hostage-taking incidents in southern France in which 4 people were killed. We get more now from VOA's Philip Alexio.
The attacker first fired 6 shots at police officers on their way back from jogging near the city of Carcassonne Friday morning. The police were not in uniform but were wearing athletic clothes with police insignia. One police officer was shot in the shoulder, but the injury was not serious. The suspect then went to a Super U supermarket in a nearby small town, taking an unknown number of people hostage. After an hours-long standoff, police then stormed the supermarket. Interior Minister Gerard Collomb confirmed that the suspect had been shot dead and 3 other people were killed. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
Mother of a child shot to death last month at a high school in the U.S. state of Florida spoke at the National Cathedral in Washington in a call for a change of American gun laws. April Shantrip's daughter, Carmen, died when a gunman fired an automatic weapon, killing 17 people.
This Lent has been full of pain and suffering for my family. As a woman of faith, I can say prayers have helped me find strength to get through each day and stand here before you. But as a mother who mourns the death of one child and fights to protect the future of her 2 other children, I can honestly say that prayers do not feel like enough. We must act. We must act to change current laws that allow profound devastation and heartbreak. Let's join together to end gun violence.
People of different faiths gathered at the Washington National Cathedral ahead of a massive march calling for gun control. That will take place today. Their public statements, organized protests, and upcoming marches planned for 80 U.S. cities have cast partisan politics over U.S. gun laws in a harsh light. They have also sent a message to Washington that many students are eligible to vote this year, and more future voters are right behind them. For more on that story and the rest of the hour's news, check out our website. You can find us at voanews.com. And we're always available on the VOA mobile app. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.